For the first time in more than 3 years, the U.S. has sent an official mission to Afghanistan, and what officials found shocked them. According to USAID workers, nearly 4 million Afghan citizens are at risk of starvation. The country's worst drought in decades has left farmers impoverished and unable to grow or buy food. Hundreds of thousands of people have left their homes hoping to find food in larger Afghan cities. Peter Morris of USAID was part of the trip, and he joins us now on the line. Mr. Morris, describe, if you would, what you saw there.
Lisa, we really think that Afghanistan is on the verge of a famine of monumental proportion. We saw, first of all, the people's resources were almost at rock bottom. We saw the fields were failing and people weren't planting. We saw very few livestock. And in talking to farmers, they indicated that the livestock was almost decimated.
Now, is this famine or this anticipated famine a matter of simply not enough food is being grown? Or is it a matter of there is food but it's not getting to the right places?
I think it's a matter of 85% of the people are farmers, and they make their living from growing wheat or raising, you know, sheep and goats and livestock. The famine has made these people unable to earn money or to grow food for themselves. Now, when we went to the cities and we went to the villages and went to shops, food is available in the bazaars. You can go and purchase food, but most people don't have money to. So the real problem is that people simply don't have the resources to buy adequate food.
Mr. Morris, is this all due to the drought, or is Afghanistan's civil war also a factor?
No doubt the civil war also affects access to areas, and this is a problem, but I think it's the drought more than anything. The conflict is a big complication, but it's really the drought is the, you know, it's causing this problem.
Well, what exactly are international agencies trying to do, and are they able to do what they want even though this war is still going on?
They're actually doing a very good job. Our trip is facilitated by the World Food Program, and they're doing programs in which they are going into areas and working with the community to identify the vulnerable people and then delivering food. And in turn, those who are able-bodied among the vulnerable people will do some work project like graveling a road or fixing an irrigation system or digging a well to pay for the food, because the people are very proud and they aren't used to handouts.
So are these agencies able to get around, to move freely around the country, to deliver the food, to open up these kinds of work services?
There are areas where the security is difficult, okay, and this is a problem. We did not go to areas we consider the most affected because of the security concerns the UN had. Now, the International Committee of the Red Cross, who work in conflict areas, are working in these areas. They have a very efficient, elaborate security system in which they, you know, have hourly check-ins when they go out in the field. But, you know, security is an issue.
Well, what's going to happen? Is enough relief going to be able to reach the people in Afghanistan, or what?
Well, we are going to increase our efforts. I think that right now we're at a point where I think we can avert a famine. The issues we face right now are that the main crop in Afghanistan is winter wheat, which people plant in October and really harvest in May and June, depending on the elevation. Now, the harvest has more or less failed of last year's winter wheat crop, and the spring crops are very poor, spring crops of corn or sorghum or barley. So therefore, people will need assistance until next year, until the harvest of next year.
Peter Morris of USAID's Office of Foreign Disaster Assistance. Thank you, Mr. Morris.
Thank you, Lisa.